Now let me tell three little anecdotes to illustrate the problem of East and West in religion. Back some 15 years ago, Dr. Martin Buber was over here in the United States lecturing. And a group of scholars like myself who were interested in comparative religions were invited to hear a special series of lectures in one of the rooms up at Columbia. And this eloquent little man, a remarkably small man, with however a magnificent presence, he had this charisma people talk about, and when you realize that English was his second language, it was almost incredible to imagine a man lecturing with such eloquence and fluency and zeal. But I was becoming, as he was lecturing about the history of the Old Testament and the Hebrew people, I was becoming more and more unable to understand what he meant by a certain word he was using. So to tell you ahead of time, the word was God. I didn't know what he meant by this word. Whether he meant that mystery which is somehow thought of as responsible for this magnitudinous universe, or that specific local character Yahweh, whom one encounters in the Old Testament, or some kind of person with whom Martin Buber himself had conversations. Because he said at one moment, he broke off his talk and he looked pained, and he said, it pains me to speak of God in the third person. Well, when I communicated that little remark to another Jewish philosopher from Tel Aviv, he said, sometimes he goes too far. So, with this word slipping around like that, I had the impudence to raise my hand, and he very generously looked at me and said, what is it? I said, Dr. Buber, there is a word being used here this evening. I do not understand. What is that word, Mr. Campbell? I said, God. Well, his eyes opened, and he said, you don't know what God means? And I said, well, I don't know what you mean by God. You're telling us this evening that God has hidden his face, that God no longer shows himself to man. But I have just come from India, and I had been there the year before, just come back, and I said, people there are experiencing God all the time. And he looked, and his hands went out, and he said, do you mean to compare? And at that moment, Dr. Taubitz, who was the MC, cut in, and he said, no, doctor, don't say it, you know. Mr. Campbell just wants to know what you mean. Well, Dr. Buber, he sort of backed away and took a second stride, and he was going to wipe the whole thing off. And he just said, well, everybody has to come out of his exile in his own way. Well, that was an awkward remark, because the Orient is not in exile from its God. The God is immanent within you. He isn't out there. And you haven't been cut off. You're not cut off. The only point is, you don't know how to turn in and get to it. It's nobody's fault but your own, and the problem is not a problem of fall and atonement, or exile and coming out of exile. It's a psychological problem totally, and it can be solved. This is fantastic, this difference. And that story just got into me, and I said, when Johnson Fairchild asked me to talk here, this is the story that's going to help me to communicate the difference. But I have another story. A little Indian Hindu friend of mine who was here in New York for a number of years. He was a very pious Indian. He was a worshiper of Vishnu. And he came to me one day and he said, you know, when I visit a foreign country, I like to acquaint myself with their religion. And he said, so I bought myself a Bible. And I began reading the Bible, starting at the beginning. And now comes the word. He says, I can't find any religion in it. Now, I dare to tell that story after having told Dr. Buber's. This is reciprocal disregard. What is for one religion is for the other not religion. Well, I knew quite a bit about Hinduism. I knew quite a bit about biblical religion. And I said to my little friend, and he was a little chap, I said, well, I can understand that. Because if you don't have the idea that the history of the Jewish race is a religion, is a religious story, but to just the history of that race, well, then there isn't much religion in the Bible for you. When I tell this story to my friends, I like to tell it to them, they say, well, what about the Psalms? Well, from a Hindu standpoint, turn and read the Psalms. What they say for the most part is, God, you're on my side, and you are going to knock my enemies around. And this is just the opposite to what a Hindu would think of as a religious sentiment.